This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
Every Tuesday at 3:30, I get a different non-league club from the local area into the studio, and today it's the turn of Runcorn Linnets. Good afternoon to their chairman, Mark Buckley.
Good afternoon, Matt. Great pleasure to be here.
Great to have you in, and what a time to have you in, because Runcorn Linnets are absolutely flying in the Hallmark Security Premier Division.
It's going quite well on the pitch, yeah. The lads are playing well. We do like to play well. We like to get it down and play football, and we're blessed to have a young management team in. We're quite informal, so the manager's Ello and his assistant's Crossy and the coach is Salty, and that's how, and I'm Bucko, and that's how it works for us. They're young and they share our ambition, and they want us playing good football and they want us progressing, and we're a joy to watch at times.
Well, you're, as I say, top of the table at the moment, 55 points from 23 games. The thing that caught my eye the most is that you have a goal difference of plus 54.
Yeah, we're and we don't have a prolific scorer as such. They come from all over the park, which is nice. I think everyone's chipped in this season with a few goals. The defence, the midfielders, the strikers are amazing. With a lad, Stewie Wellstead, who's, I think he's scored about 18 in 20-odd starts, and he's gone through the season without a yellow card, which we found out this week. He'll probably get booked tomorrow night. But goals come from all over the place, and it's as I say, we can be a joy to watch a lot of the time.
Well, you've got 42 goals at home and conceded 9, 30 goals away and conceded 9, so only 18 conceded all season with 72 scored. You must be one of the most exciting teams to watch.
You can come and become our statistician if you want, to be honest. Yeah, we've kept a few clean sheets on the run. Matty Holmes is having a good time in goals at the minute. He's not always that busy, to be honest. If it's going well in front of him, it keeps him quiet. But when he's required, we played our local derby match and we were winning quite well, and there was a real chance at the end. He pulled off an incredible save, and that's what you want in your goalkeeper, 90 minutes of total concentration. That's what you get with him, so absolutely. He's a decent lad.
Well, Runcorn Town are your rivals, unsurprisingly given the name, and they're only 5 points behind you with a couple of games in hand, so this is going to be a real battle till the end of the season, and great to have those two teams at the top because it adds a bit of spice to it.
Absolutely. I mean, there is a rivalry, obviously, and the fans have the banter, which sometimes can go a little bit over the top. But on a committee level, we're good friends and we get on. And it's great to see both teams flourishing. And I think we've both said that I'd love us, these two are going up this season, hopefully. I'd love to see both teams go up and we can take the derby up a step with us. And the crowds are amazing at derby matches. There's generally 700-800 there. Brilliant atmosphere. They're not always the greatest games, to be honest. Sometimes they're a bit of a war of attrition. They're not always flowing games.
I think that goes for all derbies,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of local pride. And like I say, there's fans that we've known each other all our lives from the old days. And some support Town, some support Linnets. And there's a big rivalry, but there's a big friendly there.
Great for the town of Runcorn.
It is. It's quite ironic, really, for a town that didn't really want the one team. It's sad that it's now got two flourishing teams, but that's the way it goes, I suppose. And it's great for the town. The derbies are brilliant. Absolutely love them.
It really is a good league, this. Well, it was the North West Counties Premier. It's now the Hallmark Security. There's so many decent local sides from around here and there. We've had the likes of AFC Liverpool on, City Liverpool FC as well. Bootle are in there. Widnes are just behind you there. Yeah. They have played quite a few more games because of the postponements and the way competitions have panned out as well. But I guess having all those other local teams in there and knowing that some of them are so good means it's important that when you have your good season to cash in on it.
Yeah, I mean, historically only one has gone up in the last few seasons. In the last four seasons we've come second three times and fourth, which so every year is our year, hopefully. But it's a really strong league. There's some really good sides in there, and like you say, with the base of the teams from our part of Cheshire and the Merseyside teams, every other week's a derby, really. And City Liverpool, AFC Liverpool, there's always a great atmosphere and they're always good games. Certainly Widnes is. We haven't played yet. I'm really looking forward to playing Widnes. We've not met at a competitive level yet, so.
Oh, really? Oh,
no,
good
no,
stuff.
It'll be the first time.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm joined by Mark Buckley from Runcorn Linnets to do our non-league side of the week. Did you expect to be challenging then? At this stage of the season, obviously you said you'd had those three second-place finishes.
Yes. we geared to it. And as I say, the aspirations across the whole club of a progression, and we would be disappointed if we weren't up in the top six.
Well, yeah. The form's incredible as well. Four in a row, including a 4-0 win over Winsford last time out as well. So you're doing well to stay up there.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to get tougher and tougher, and we're lucky in that we're getting our games in. There's some teams that are having trouble getting their games in. They're getting a bit of a fixture backlog. There's teams down the table that, you know, there's teams that are in the bottom half of the table that will appear sometime in March. They'll come up there as well as 1874 Northwich and Ashton Athletic, both tremendous sides, and they will come at some point charging up the table.
I've got this league table in front of me now, and you've just mentioned Northwich, who are in 17th place. They've only played 13 games, which is crazy.
They've got fantastic cup form. They just won at the weekend in the Vars, in the FA Vars. So I think they're in the last 16, the last eight of that now. They've had a tremendous FA Cup run as well, which impacts at this level. But then again, the financial bonus of doing well in the FA competitions is big. And they will come charging up the table at some point.
Well, you've got them on the 10th of February. Before then, there's plenty of important games. We'll get on to Crewe, which is tomorrow night, very shortly. But you've mentioned the postponements, and you have been affected by this a little bit with a few games that have had to be called off in December. I'm just looking here. Was it Paddyham and Northwich themselves as well? So, as you say, it does have an impact on how things work.
It does indeed. We were at home. We generally don't lose many games at home. For postponement, we've got a good surface. But 1874 Northwich, who come with good support, they bring a lot with them. Everyone was on the ground, and it was like 2:45, and the snow just came down. There was so much of it, and the referee had no choice, to be honest. And I think the managers agreed with him, and we had to pull it and give everybody the money back, which brought tears to the treasurer's eyes, I'll be honest. But
well, what's it mean financially to a club like Runcorn, or any club at this level, to lose those home games, which can be so important? I mean, we may only be talking 300 or 400 people through the gate, but that's the money that keeps the club going.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's a knock-on of it. You've printed a programme. You know, we will probably print 100 programmes for most home games, so there's a massive cost of that. Even getting the pies in and stocking your tea bars and things like that, there is a massive knock-on effect.
Yeah, you can imagine that as well. Players still get paid at this level, of course, as well. So they don't get a match fee if they've not played the game, but it's still needed, isn't it?
Yeah, they get their expenses. They've still travelled, so they've still come to the game. So we still have to sort them out. Yeah.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's look a little bit at Runcorn's history then, because at Runcorn Linnets only formed in 2006 after Runcorn FC Halton kind of folded.
Yeah, that's right. When it was obvious that the club we refer to now as the old club was going to the wall, I think the fans wanted a phoenix to rise from the ashes. And it was a difficult process, to be honest. I need to mention, if I can, a young man who's passed away recently called Simon Charlesworth, who was massively involved in getting the new club up and running. Sadly, we lost Simon just before Christmas and he'll be missed. But he was one of the pioneers that basically said at the end of that season that in the summer of 2006, we can do this, and they formed a supporters trust. The group that was trying to get the club up and running had a lot of help, to be honest. They have to doff the cap, if you would, to Witton Albion, who agreed to a ground share for the new club. And we've mentioned the Hallmark Security League, who are a fabulous forward-thinking league at the moment. There's so many initiatives coming from them. They you know, offered the club a place in what was then Division 2. And with some of the players from the old club and the manager, Steve Carragher, from the old club, they got it up and running. I went to the first competitive game and I've never had a feeling like it. I just felt like, I've got my club back, and two, I can tell immediately it was in safe hands.
Well, they got promoted in the first season, finishing second. Then you're in Division 1, then up to the Premier Division from 2008-09. You've been in that Premier Division ever since. And I guess when you do get a new club off the ground, there's always that bounce period where you get new fans coming through the gates, and attendances are slightly spiked because people are intrigued as to what is happening on the pitch. And then it is that stabilising period that happens after 2 or 3 years. And Runcorn Linnets have shown very much that they can handle that.
Yeah, the promotion from Division 1 to Prem was a bit false in that it just changed its name, so we didn't actually go up, we stayed in that same tier. I think it was hard to get people from Runcorn to travel to Witton, so attendances were generally around the 140, 150 mark. Always in the club's mind at that point. I got on board as soon as I could, to be honest, and got involved as soon as I could, and it was always the club's intention that the priority would be to return to the town, to Runcorn. And I think it took 4 or 5 years, which at the time seemed like a lifetime. But when you sit now and look back over the last 10 years, so much has been achieved in such a short space of time. It's incredible. And eventually the site was found at Halton Sports. And with a lot of fundraising and a lot of matched funding from organisations and help from wherever we could get it, the ground was built.
Well, I've actually been to the ground because, as people who listen regularly will know, my cousin plays for Main Road in the North West County, so if I've got a Saturday off, I tend to go and watch him play. And I came to watch him play Runcorn Linnets a couple of years ago, and it was a good ground then, better than many in that league. And you were telling me off air, it's developed even more.
Yeah, and as I say, things do move quickly. So what was our old site where the clubhouse was and the pub, as everybody knows it as, that has been acquired by a retail firm, kind of.
Aldi,
yeah. by Aldi. And that has very quickly been flattened. We've built a new clubhouse on the ground. That's not the extent of it. The area around the ground is where the junior pitches play. We've got 43 junior pitches, teams, boys and girls, which is incredible, as well as the men's and ladies' first team. And the juniors have worked hard to get that all fenced off. So there's no more quad bikes, no more irresponsible dog owners, and it's an incredibly safe environment for the juniors players to play football, which is really important. We've also redeveloped the car park and lit it up, so there's safe parking as well for fans and parents as well. So the whole site is now getting somewhere near where we'd want it.
And it's great that a club that are in non-league football and in the Hallmark Security League can continue to develop and be so important to the local communities, you say, because there are so many kids involved with the club.
Yeah, it's so important for us as I mean, we'd call the trust board or a committee, whatever you want to call it. It's so important that you cannot stop. You can't just sit back and think, aren't we doing great? Because you can't rest on your laurels. You've got to keep looking to develop, to improve everything that we've got on and off the pitch. We have to do that.
And you couldn't do it without all the volunteers as well. They're so important at non-league level.
Massively important. We're lucky to have quite a few. We're always looking for more, obviously. But the thing is that everyone that volunteers is a fan. And that's what makes fan-owned clubs like ours and so many in our league, AFC Liverpool and 1874 Northwich City Liverpool. There's so many. It makes them so special. It's the future.
It certainly does. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Mark Buckley, who's the Runcorn Linnets chairman. They are top of the former North West Counties Premier Division at the moment, now called the Hallmark Security League, at 55 points from their 23 games. So this would be, if you got it, the second promotion in your history, the first since the 2006-07 season, if you do manage to do it come the end of the season. What would it mean to you personally, having been involved since the start?
It would be 10 minutes of massive celebrations and then back to work on how we're going to achieve the next one, the following season. So it would mean a lot to so many people. We were talking earlier about how personal the experience of non-league football is, and it's the fans' club. Everyone owns it. Everyone deserves a bit of success, and everyone would share that success. It's everyone's equal, and everyone gets their own share of the success, how everybody takes that is up to them. For me, I think it would be a very quick process, and then we've got to start thinking about what we're going to do next.
Well, how high can a club like Runcorn go? Runcorn Linnets?
We're lucky, aren't we, in the way that football in this country is set up. Is the opportunity is there for everyone to climb as high as they want them. I mean, for us, it's a matter of sustainability, to be honest. We have to look after this precious thing that we've got called Runcorn Linnets. It's so important to us. The plan would be in place. We've space to develop. We've everything in place, the people in place, for us to go as high as we really want to. And I'd love to say, let's look at National League and Football League and things like that. It's about sustainability. We can't do anything outside of our means. We have to do it within our means. But there's certainly a few levels to come, I hope.
Well, and Runcorn's a big town, and if the success was there, I'm sure that the people of Runcorn would throw their support behind the team.
You'd hope so, yeah. I would think so. I mean, historically, Runcorn's team have attracted massive crowds for big games, and why not? There's also an area of untapped fans in the new town, people who not necessarily know that Runcorn has, let alone one team or two teams that haven't been, that I'd used to support in Liverpool and Everton maybe, and watching TV sport. We've got to get round them and get them in and say, look, this is what we've got, this is the way we're set up, come and enjoy it.
And if you got promoted, you'd go into the Division 1 of the Northern Premier, which includes teams like Skelmersdale are in there. Scarborough United, a former league club. Prescott Cables. There's plenty of other local games for you if you were to get promoted.
Yeah, I mean, we're not sure. There's a Division 1 North and a Division 1 South, and we're not actually sure which one we would go in at the moment. So we could end up going down to as far as rugby. If we went in the South Division, we could have a lot of travelling on our hands, and we'd obviously... we'd have to sit down with the finance team and look about how we're going to go about that. There'll be a lot of travelling, a lot of expense. Ideally, any promoted team from Hallmark Security League, I think, would like to go in the North. There's a couple of the Stafford teams that are probably better off in the South.
I think I'm right in saying, was it Camel Laird went up a few years ago and ended up in the South Division of whatever they were in, and it did mean a lot of extra travelling, which again, financially, as you've just mentioned, takes its toll.
Of course, yeah. I think our manager, Michael Ellison, played for Warrington when they went into the South Division, and he remembers a few long trips, he says, and it can be difficult. It's something that if it happens, hopefully, we will address and we'll do it.
Well, that'd be great if you can manage it come the end of the season. You're actually in action tomorrow night against Crewe in the Cheshire Senior Cup as well. So cup action for Runcorn Linnets, and a chance for people to come and watch you play.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd advise people to get down. It's the first time we've played a Football League side as Runcorn Linnets, which is something we're looking forward to. I'm not really sure what to expect crowd-wise, how many they'll bring with them. They are the holders of the Cheshire Senior Cup, so they obviously take the competition quite seriously. But people around the town and around the surrounding areas get down to the Millbank Linnets Stadium. It's £6 for adults and £4 for concessions and £1 for kids. We have to charge. We generally don't charge for kids to get in, but with it being a cup match and a shared gate, we have to make a nominal fee. So it's £1 for kids. Come down and have a look at the new clubhouse and our superb facilities and see some great football. And as I say, I'm sure Crewe will bring a great side, and I'm looking forward to seeing our lads and how they get on against them.
Yeah, 7:45 kickoff this against Crewe tomorrow at the Millbank Linnets Stadium. As I've always said, and encourage you to go and watch it if you haven't been to watch non-league football before, because you will be surprised at the standard of it. It is nowhere near as bad as people make it out to be.
Absolutely not. We've always been a team that, as I said before, we like to get it on the deck, pass it around, score quality goals and entertain the crowd, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So the first round of the Cheshire Senior Cup tomorrow. Nearly finished here with you, Mark, but I've got one question left to ask you, and it's the same one I'll ask to every non-league team who do come in. What is it that makes your club, Runcorn Linnets, so special?
I think it's in everyone's heart. Everyone that's involved in the club loves the club. No one's in it for money. No one's in it for glory or success. Everyone's in it to see their team progress. I just think all across the board, especially, we're different. We're a different club to everybody else, even in as far as our incredible kit, which nobody else has a yellow and green hooped kit. And when you drive around town and see the youngsters representing Runcorn Linnets on the local parks and commons in that kit, it's the biggest feeling of pride ever.
I bet it is.
It's love, that's what it is.
Well, fingers crossed that you can continue your brilliant season so far. We'll get you back on towards the end of the season, certainly if things are looking tight, or maybe you've run away with it by then, at the top of the Hallmark Security Premier Division. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks for having us in, I've really enjoyed it.
This is Full Time, Radio City Talk.